Right, back to the spiffingest LP ever released. Oh, what do you think of the new ELO?
Oh, it's great. It's great,
good, isn't it?
I've got a copy of that.
And also the Eagles. They're the three musts for your Christmas stocking, Fox. And this is me talking to Freddie Mercury of Queen, who is must be a millionaire by now. What, Freddie?
Oh, in what way do you mean?
Financially, no, mostly. I mean, you keep buying these expensive paintings and things.
Yes, because I like them. It's what I've been interested for a long while, and now that I've got a little bit of money to throw around, I thought I might as well go and buy it. So I went to Sotheby's the other day and got a few paintings. And the dealers weren't pleased at all.
So oh, giving them to a Harry.
Yes.
Actually, you brought champagne with you, which is very good.
But of course, dear, yes. It travels with me everywhere.
You made Gerald Harper look quite cheap. Thank you for that. Right,
nice.
The Millionaire Waltz, which is the next track on the LP. Which,
yes.
It's a bit gay and weird and strange, but
very
it grows
strange. It's
on
that, yes, it's very out of the sort of Queen format, really, and we always like to do that every album, and I think I went a bit mad on this one, I know. But it's turned out all right, I think, you know. It sort of makes people laugh sometimes.
It's very jolly.
Depends, yeah.
Let's have a little listen.
That's really good. I'd like to say that actually Brian did do a very good job on the actual guitars. He's really taken his guitar orchestration to its limits. I don't know how he's going to... I don't think he'll ever outdo that one, actually. And John played very good bass on that. And I think it's good. Oh, he's patting ourselves on our back again.
Who cares?
No, I really feel that that's worked out very well, especially from the orchestration point of view, because he's really used his guitars in a different sort of way, although he's done lots of sort of orchestrations before.
He's probably the world's greatest guitar technician, really, isn't he?
Oh, I'd say probably. That do easily.
Yes. Pass more champagne.
Champagne, everybody!
Right, it's 1:30 now, which is exactly halfway through the Freddie Mercury show, and we'll take a slight break and be back with the last track on side one.